Okay, I'm going to have to
radio.
Maneuver this.
Okay.
Storybox Audio.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I think she's trying to play something.
Okay, it isn't playing.
Okay.
It's not playing under. It's playing in my earphones, but it isn't playing over the air. Well, we were trying to play the Ukrainian choral national anthem that was recorded last night on Saturday Night Live. And welcome to the Sunday show. And, the national flower of the Ukraine is the sunflower. And it's in the hair, tied to the hair of many of the Ukrainian soldiers who are standing the onslaught. It isn't a very perfect invasion, is it? The Ukrainians are standing against.
Yes,
they're resting.
Miraculous is happening.
Yes, they are arresting more people in the streets of Russia for protesting this than they are taking people out in the Ukraine so far. Thank goodness, thank the goddess. Mm-hmm. How many did you say, Ron?
About 6,000 I saw on CNN. Yeah, have been arrested. Mm-hmm. Moscow and St. Petersburg and around the country. And they're probably going to have long prison terms. Oh, my God. I wish there was a way to prevent them.
Well, it's the Russian people who are going to. It's like it's coming up here, too, gentlemen. The people are sick they're sick to death of the plutocracy. They are sick to death of the patriarchy.
But I understand now that a couple of the plutocrats in Russia, from what I saw somewhere, are telling Trump, not Trump, as long as I said Trump, there's no difference really, are telling Putin, stop it already. So I have a feeling he might be pressured to get out. But it's funny how I'm putting Trump the way I met Putin. Maybe it's not a mistake.
There's really, and to say that one is like the other is to be really foolish, because Putin is not stupid. He's very cagey. He's a chess player. Mm-hmm. And
well,
he's also psychic.
Yeah, but I think he's also mentally deranged. He seems to look and act differently lately since the virus came about, that people think that he's a little unhinged. I think he might be, and that makes him dangerous.
I don't think he's unhinged at all. You know, when he was a kid and he got booked into the KGB for training, he was a scrawny little thing. The only thing that got him there was the Russia's fascination with the paranormal. He's a psychic. He sees shit coming. Yeah, he sees.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
We all teach each other.
The interesting part about being a psychic is you can visualize something, and then one little chink in that armor, and it all goes backwards. So, but he's been very on target. The only person I have ever seen in this country, in the stead of leadership, to deal with him properly has been HRC. She's the only one. Of course, Obama.
He hates her. Yeah, he really hates her.
He's afraid of her.
Yes.
Who hates is afraid. And I'm sorry we don't have that leadership right now. I think knowing that this might have been diverted by making some kind of a deal that could be switched back by a cagey American diplomat like HRC would have been a better way to go about this, but it did not happen. It's all about power and greed, and I really do blame all the men involved and the women who are in power that have gone along with it in the EU.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we were talking about the sunflower, and we were talking about the bravery of, and just the in your face to the Russian troops. There was this, I saw a picture of it, this little old lady.
Was the AK-47?
No. She had a handful of sunflower seeds. walked up to the Russian soldier and said, here, put these in your pocket. That way these sunflowers will bloom where you're shot dead on the spot.
Ooh.
And turned around and walked off. Told him to put them in his pocket and shoved that in his face.
That gentleman is a classy maneuver. She deserves a taste of the finest.
They didn't shoot
her
dead,
like
did they? And God, I wonder why they didn't. Probably taken aback, I guess, huh?
What are you going to do to a little old lady walking up to you? She's holding a handful of seeds. You're holding an AK-47, right? And she just tells you flat to your face, put these in your pocket. That way they'll bloom right where you're shot dead on the spot.
Wow.
Well, and then there's a picture of the grandmother who grabbed the AK-47 and positioned herself to defend her home against them. Most people, guys, are good. Most people are good. And that includes all Russian people, Ukrainian people, Ugandan people, American people. Most people are good, although there's a lot of debate about it over here. Who's good and who's bad. But when you are faced with what they're faced with over there, it takes extraordinary. I was very pleased to see the video of the sailor on the ship who turned the Russian fast boat back away and said, fuck you. I mean, and the Russians didn't know what to do, how to respond, they didn't blow him out of the water. They turned their engines off.
Well, there's also this hero Ukrainian soldier who blew himself up and blew up a bridge to prevent Russian troops from getting across. His name is Vitaly Shakun. It looks like he's early 20s, so he's a war hero, and already the president of the nation, Zelensky, who has seemed like a Churchill by many now, like World War II, he's also a hero, and I hope he survives all this.
If they survive it, there will be statues of him all over Ukraine.
Yes, there will.
Maybe of this Vitaly Shakun, too.
He is cementing his legacy in that country. But here's the other thing, too. I kind of want to project something here. If Ukraine, along with all the EU's help and stuff, survives and Putin has to finally pull out, like we did out of Vietnam, like they did out of Afghanistan.
Yes.
There is going to be a very quick acceptance of Ukraine into NATO by the European Union and become part of the European Union's economic bloc. They are going to do that instantly.
Yes, and also there's talk now Finland and Sweden may join NATO, but they've avoided to stay neutral, particularly Finland is actually on the border.
Lithuania, I think, is that right?
Yes, but that is because there was a deal made in the unification of Germany that these countries would remain neutral, but now they see that Putin has broken that. And Putin broke it because he accused NATO of breaking it first, remember, by putting American weapons into Ukraine. But here's the thing, these countries, now nobody's neutral, and that should worry us. It's not to cheer for. It's to cheer that there's support for Ukraine, yes, but all of these mechanizations that are going on are very dangerous, and to think that they will be cloistered to Eastern Europe in the Ukrainian-Russian border is to be foolish at this point. Did you know, guys, that Anonymous, the group Anonymous, they doxed RT website and brought it down. And now Anonymous today has released one of their famous videos, which they haven't done in a couple of years, and they're warning Putin that secrets of his can be released.
I can help a lot. I'm loving this.
I don't know how far that can go.
Anonymous is not part of any government. It's not a German thing. It's not a American thing. It's not a British thing. They are basically a bunch of hackers that says, no, we're not going to accept this, and this is the shit we can do to bring you down.
Well, this may
bring Trump down more if they've proved that so-called information they have about him when he was in Moscow in 2013.
Here's the thing.
If you take a look at, and I'm bringing my expertise in here as an astrologer, every time there is a Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter on there too, conjunction, it happens over a period of years, say anywhere from 8 to 5, and we are in the conclusion through 2023 of the very latest one, which, I mean, the last one was Civil Rights and the Great Society.
Before
the French Revolution. This is an astronomical calendar of events that keep repeating themselves, but what they are is an opportunity to change society. This is really heavy shit. It's not over. And the thing that makes it real interesting this time is that it's a Plutonian return for the birth of United States of America. And when we go through a Plutonian return, that's death and rebirth. That's traveling to the underworld, you know, Hades. So in symbolism there, what you have going on is that America is facing a rebirth. And if it fails to do so, death occurs. So these astrological indicators are saying, you know, cover your ass.
What is the time frame of this thing that's ending in 2023?
The conclusion of this transit, I believe, is in May of 2023.
But when did it start?
It triggered in, it came close to conjunction in 2007, and then it passed by, and then fully returned in 2017.
Oh.
So we have been going through this for, you know, quite a while. And when these transits occur, what happens is, you know, society shifts. The big, huge part of what they do is shift society. And it can come in the form of political unrest, but it can also come in like the Black Death. That was a return too. It's interesting. I mean, from the Heliopolitan priests of Egypt all the way up through, you know, the Magi, all the way up through today, you can actually chart by the motion of our planets in the solar system when big occurrences are bound to be favorably, you know, executed. And we're in the midst of a big one. And for America, which is one of the strongest energy points and powers on the planet itself.
Right.
For America to be facing a Plutonian return, that means that, you know, yeah, this is happening in the Ukraine, but, you know, America is due
we're heavily involved. That's for sure.
Well, we're due for a reset. And the reset will come from, you know, the people of America, just as the reset will come from the people of Russia.
Right. Well, that's a good, very good point. Yes, right. It'll be a public uprising. You know, look, the move right now, especially with the current events, and CPAC, you know, is getting ready to have their big hoop-de-doo, and Romney's already told him, he says, We are surrounded by idiots right now. The GOP, we are surrounded by idiots. He quoted, the Sundance Kid. Butch Cassidy and Sundance.
Butch Cassidy.
That line. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid line, right? We are surrounded by idiots. And he was talking about Marjorie Taylor, whatever that ding-dong out. You know,
Marjorie Taylor Green and Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar and Madison Cawthorn and Jim Jordan.
And Ted Cruz, you know.
I swear, Ted Cruz is horrible, but he bothers me more than anybody for some reason. I've always felt he's really scary and dangerous.
Who is this, Professor?
Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're all evil, I think he's a special level for some reason. I even used to say back in 15 and 16, before we knew what Trump would be, that more dangerous than Trump, I thought, was Cruz at that point, before I knew it.
Let's see that. And the thing is, you still have Trump out there, right, spewing his bullshit. And
the CPAC convention, he won 59%, and next is Ron DeSantis at 28, and then Pompeo at 2.
Right.
And yet there's a poll out that shows that only about one-third of Republicans are really are behind Trump now, that his power and his influence is declining, supposedly.
Well,
of course,
he's finally being exposed for being exactly what he is, sitting con man that's just trying to fleece the cult of people that he has around him of their money.
Yeah, but he's also praising Putin, and so is Pompeo, the former head of the CIA and Secretary of State. That blew my mind also, even forgetting Trump. How could Pompeo say that?
This is how deep
this is
Putin
how fucked
had embedded
up they
himself
are.
Into our own politics through the Republican Party being funded, shoveling money to the NRA, and the NRA disseminating it out across every damn Republican.
I don't think it came primarily to the NRA.
No?
I think that these guys took vacations in Moscow to get money put in their pocket as politicians in D.C. They might have stamped NRA on it, or they might have stamped agriculture, agribusiness to it. There were a lot of different definitions, but it isn't that simple or easy. What is simple and easy is that from Flynn to the rest of them, they're all traitors to the country. And our intelligence agency has ceased to say so and provide the evidence, which they surely know. And these people have nothing to do with what was once a Republican Party, which I never got along with from the get-go.
Like I warned Jack Kemp back in 2005.
Here we go.
Embracing and empowering, right?
And listen, the Democrat machine is still running chunka in D.C. We can see that by what's happened so far they do a better job for the people to a certain degree, but it's still plutocracy, no matter what you mark it as. We are in deep shit here as a country, as a nation, with our ethic and moral caliber. It's for shit, boys. It's for shit.
I can't disagree with you, Glenn. Yes, absolutely.
Those markers in our history that showed us to be bright, that showed us to be, evolving, to embracing what was good and right. You can say there was always something that backed it up that was less than moral. Well, no. We have a lot of moral, blinders on heroes in our political history that just kept pushing for what they saw was the right thing to do. And it established us as a moral and as a bright light on the planet. No matter what anybody says, that happened. But right now, the blinders are off, especially the people. The light is shining not just here, but everywhere. And it's getting brighter and brighter. And there's a reckoning coming. And you don't have to take into consideration what I give you about astrological influences. You can take, for instance, the fact that our environment is perishing. Our oceans are boiling. Our tides are rising. Our air is absolutely scummy. And you can go from there, and you can trace it all back to our lack of care for the planet, our lack of partnership with nature and divorce of nature and pure tenets of patriarchal industrialization and profiteering. And you can throw that back 6,000 years and I'll take any of those boys on right now. I'm so goddamn mad.
Right. Well, I understand every word you're saying and can agree with you. Now, like I said, we here on the East Coast, we can actually see the realization that the sea level is rising.
Yeah,
the Naval Academy just built their bulkhead up 18 more inches. Just
really?
So it doesn't flood at high tide. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right here in Annapolis.
Well, Ron, Miami Beach floods regularly now.
Yes, I know.
They're having to do a lot. And you think that's not going to hit Boca Raton, Bolsilla, Arrecife?
Oh, of course. And all along the coastline in West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, they're building high rises right on the ocean. That's so stupid, actually, in the long run. But
no,
I think it's momentary.
Stupid.
To enjoy life on the ocean now, you know?
It's not stupid. It's greedy.
Okay,
it's
greedy. Yeah.
They're
trying to make all these areas like Manhattan, high-rise buildings. I think it's
Manhattan's
ugly.
Manhattan's flooding. They're
there you
I
go.
Can't
right.
imagine
Manhattan's
it.
Flooding.
But their train stations are flooding. The subways are flooding regularly now where people can't even walk. It's coming right up to street level. It's flooding the cars and everything. They're having a horrible time. That plus COVID has made New York pretty much a ghost town to what it once was. I mean, you know, it's just, but there's this that came out today, too. Zelensky has agreed to tomorrow to sit down with Putin to talk.
Not directly, though.
No, I guess it's delegated.
No, of course not.
I was going to say, because Putin was pulled out of prison.
And diplomats.
He's
not going to go and meet with him. He could be arrested very easily. He's not stupid.
No, but generally speaking, when these kinds of talks happen, the red phones are operational from desk to desk. I mean, I learned that.
Right.
That's because
of modern technology. In the past, they couldn't do that.
No. I was around for the fucking Paris Peace Accords. Are you kidding me? You can put
that's
on my
the
answer,
but before the 1960s, you couldn't do that.
Yes, you could. They did
not before. Not
War
only
II.
After the Cuban Missile Crisis, they opened up lines to between Russia and the U.S. in '63. They couldn't do that before.
Well,
they didn't have the technology for it.
The red phones, right? That's when they
the red phones.
'63
or '62, right after the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So that Kennedy or later on Johnson could.
Yeah, but
call
you know, Churchill was talking to Roosevelt every week. The telephones work, and he was talking to Uncle Joe, too. I mean, these guys got together on board boats. The hell, they got together down in Pompano Beach, Florida, and Lighthouse Point at Cap's place in secret, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea that there's no conversation between leadership is not right.
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying we're not going to have Zelensky and Putin in the same room, literally.
The media would make too much of it. They'd spin their own tails as they do anyways. But they're going to sit down together. The two sides are going to sit down tomorrow. It's really weird, but on the same time frame that was put out, the EU declared that they were going to purchase weaponry to give to the Ukraine right away and get it there. And when they ship any kind of weaponry, and as Americans, we should know this, especially Wayne, since he was down south how long ago, whenever we ship any kind of weaponry or anything, we send people to help out, put it together, and
train
make sure
them.
And make sure it works right. So EU and probably American troops going into the Ukraine in this next week. So
Well, that's where they're supposed to I did. It's on several different, like Stars and Stripes, even the professor published that there is a group of special forces veterans of the United States and Britain are heading over, getting together and traveling over and heading into Ukraine to start helping fight against the Russians with along with the Ukrainians.
Yeah, what's the source? You actually have the source or you don't have it?
Well, it's like Daily Beast and this kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Stars
yeah.
and Stripes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, like we spoke before, you know, Americans have gone into foreign wars. Hemingway was a volunteer, an American volunteer with the Italian Army. And then
right.
from those experiences, he wrote the book,
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls,
Call to Arms. Call to Arms.
Call to Arms,
yeah.
Right. And then, of course, you had, the American pilots flying French SPADs before the United States got into the war, and they were the American Escadrille.
Or two,
I'm not saying that right. I'm not saying it right. Professor, you'll have to correct me. But, the iconic Uncle Sam's top hat painted on the side of their plane within a ring.
Yeah, I'm not
right?
sure
that
of
was
the
their emblem.
Name.
That was their emblem.
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
I'm concerned about another issue, the Chernobyl nuclear reactor, that the Russians control that area and that they think that radiation may be spreading or they might spread it. That's really horrifying. That could affect all of Europe and the world, you know?
Well, if that's...
Well,
that,
what are they going to spread? What are they going to spread? First of all, I've seen a lot of documentaries in the last couple of years on people going in and filming Chernobyl and the whole area.
Well, that's
and
because they poured a concrete cap over the reactor and, you know, really thick to contain the radiation because that core, that uranium core, is still reacting with itself and releasing uncontrolled radiation. Now,
right.
The Russians
but you should see the plant life. You should
yes,
see the
and
plant
you,
life.
Well, the wolves, there was a special wolves are radioactive and running around. But if the Russians blow that cap, then that's going to throw off, that's going to remit that radiation
why would they,
up into
why,
the atmosphere.
Why would they do that?
I think he's unhinged.
Because,
think he does,
we're talking about Putin. He
desperate.
Might just do it because... You know, well, I can't send nuclear weapons to blow you up because that'll create an Armageddon war.
Guys, you're going to drama here. And
okay.
The reason the guy is going in there is because he wants the resources of that land. He doesn't want to spoil it. He wants to get it. He wants that land for its resources and what it can provide for him and his plutocratic friends in Russia. He doesn't get he's not that stupid. Let me tell you, he's not Trump. He's not Trump.
Yeah.
He's not
you know,
really
I agree with that.
That's,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I don't think that them being at Chernobyl, that's their bad call. That's their soldiers getting radiated. Not ours,
exactly.
not Ukrainian.
Exactly.
That's,
they will be radiated.
That's
yep.
his bad
yep.
call there.
And
but
there's a lot of mineral wealth in that area.
Yeah, yeah. And Ukraine hasn't gone near it because they're not stupid, but the whole country has a great deal to offer. Plus, of course, the gas lines and
yep.
All the rest of it. What David was saying on the last show.
Yeah, but the Germans are not following through on that.
Yeah. But, you know, that was...
I'm surprised, you know, so they have to figure out new energy sources for Europe. You know, they're not going to use
that
Russian line.
That was yesterday and today, but things are changing in our world so fast. Have you noticed? Have you noticed how fast things...
Possibly keep up with it all, yeah.
It really is. So I would say, yeah, that was yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow is.
But we never know anyway, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
Well, I kind of know the way that our electrical grid and a lot of Europeans' electrical grid is going to the photovoltaic and windmill electric generation.
Mm-hmm.
So the natural gas to heat homes can be just totally obsoleted by cheap electric, as in electric heat that many homes in this that is in these homes right now in our homes here in the U.S. It can be cheap electric heat.
Yeah, and they've built their new homes over there in Europe, and many of, especially the Nordic countries, they have those wonderful floors that are heated.
When I was a kid living, Dad moved from Eastern Shore. Basically, we lived in Severna Park, which is just north of Annapolis, and they rented this place, and the steam pipes were actually poured within the concrete floor. And Dad said, when you got out of bed and put your bare feet on that floor that was generating the heat for the heat of the house, he said, that felt so good.
when it's cold, yeah. I mean, And let's also face it, the design and capacity of evolved engineering and architecture or home building and school building, the craft of making the country new. In those Nordic countries, they do one hell of a job of they're minimalist, and yet it's beautiful work, and they make everything efficient as heck. I know, I've lived over there months at a time, and it's stunning. But no, so are the Tallarax and Kensington hotels.
Oh yeah,
but
and the thing is, you know, the old saying, engineering saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
That's right.
That's
not the fault they
so
notice.
Far of us have that because it's a necessity to them.
Yeah, but notice it says mother, it doesn't say father.
That's right. it's the maternal mother that bears the fruits.
Yeah. The mothers dominate the earth, or they should, you know.
I got no problem with that.
there are a lot of stories. Did you know that I guess last week Sean Penn gathered together a film crew and went over to Ukraine anticipating this so that he could document it on film. He's my kind of guy.
Yes, he
is.
I saw that. Saw that too, and I thought, well, you know, that's pretty brave of him too, because if they see it as Sean Penn, he's running around with cameras documenting any kind of atrocities the Russians are doing or their incompetence of moving things forward, because Putin's really pissed that, you know, they haven't taken over the whole country by now. He can become a target that in itself, just so that information just doesn't get out to the public. I just saw here Google. Russia is complaining to Google because they have shut down their access to YouTube and, you know, to promote any kind of their propaganda on YouTube. Google has shut them down, has totally shut them down.
Well, they're getting shut out of a lot technologically speaking.
Absolutely.
Well, let's remember they also have the capacity to shut down our electrical grids. That happens.
Don't say that. You're right, though. Yeah.
These are all realities. These are all realities. We would be able to repair that, but it might take the time that would put the country into an economical tailspin for a while, but that's coming anyway. And what it would do is trigger a war with America. That would trigger war because all the Congress would be on
the boat. Let me give you these examples. It was back in around 2005, well, early 2006, 2007. We knew that it was, it came out that it was Russian hackers that got into a facility down south where they were using large diesel engine generators. And then all of a sudden, they took control of it. They cranked up the RPMs of those generators, they damn near blew them up. And the people there working within the plant that were supposed to be controlling that had no control of those diesel engines or the amount of electricity that was being pumped into the grid, which could burn up wires. I mean, you do enough, right? In other words, there was no – it was like opening up the floodgates and stuff. They could damage it. Plus, too, just in a lot of people will think about it here and will remember, it was the Russians who hacked in that shut down that gas pipeline, that gasoline pipeline, that went from, Louisiana all the way up to New York, supplying gasoline to the all the way up the East Coast. And then they demanded ransom to, take that virus out.
Did it work?
Well, They did pay it. Our good IT guys traced where it went and then yanked it back out of the bank.
Yeah,
they didn't get it all, but they got a lot of it.
Jeez. Yeah, I wanted to say, now on Newsweek, the headline is Ukraine creates foreign legion as volunteers from abroad join the fight.
A lot of people are making their way to Ukraine. Well, you've got young people right now who do have a head on their shoulders, or maybe not, that are, it's like Hemingway, It's like all of those. Because they see, Papa saw it as a global fight for humanity. And I think I think many young people today who are very green-minded and looking to the future of themselves and their children are looking at this in a global way. And they want to be on the side of right, what they think of as right.
Yeah.
Where there is no right in war, there is what must be done, I suppose.
Yes,
I don't think it's so much for the romance as it is for the idea that here I'm going to make a stand with these people, because before you know it, it'll be on my Spanish shores or Portuguese shores or English shores. And it's mostly European. It's mostly European youth and German youth. I did see it on Facebook this week that apparently Fox News thought it was a good time to revive Donald Trump's television appearances.
Yeah, I saw that.
Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson still is the one that has more people watching him than any other talk show, and I don't know why they don't do something about getting him off the air, because he's a traitor as far as I'm concerned,
It was a fine time for Rachel Maddow to figure out a sabbatical.
But she was back this week, though, for a couple of days in the evening.
Well, of course she is. Yeah, of course she is. She sees the calamity going on.
And she'll be there on Tuesday at the State of the Union. We should talk about that. State of the Union is coming up on Tuesday. Yeah. He's going to also talk about his appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court. So those are significant things to mention also.
Well, and here you made the State of the Union. You made me think of this, because this is just happening right now, late Sunday evening. The Freedom Truckers that were coming to D.C. to they're getting rid of that tyranny of having to wear masks, and they were going to block up the Beltway, 495 Beltway around D.C., like they did up there in Canada. Well, obviously he's not a very educated man, because Maryland and D.C. and the surrounding areas, we removed the mask mandates because everybody's got vaccinated. They stepped up and got vaccinated. So it's been about 2 weeks that we have basically, maybe 10 days, that we have removed the mandate of masks outside. You still have to wear it in the hospital and things like that, but outside, and if you want to go to the grocery store, you don't have to have the mask on. You can do it if you want to. And so he gets here, right, and his message is all gone. It's totally superfluous, because it's not an issue.
Yep. But
so
I'm glad, because hopefully
now
they will not cause a disruption on Tuesday. I gather they're not going.
They're packing up. He's heading back to Stratton, Pennsylvania, where he's from.
Is anybody going back to Dallas, where they're waiting for John F. Kennedy and his son?
Well, I don't know about that one.
Here's the point. Here's the point about all of that. I think I've seen pictures of Ukrainian troops, and they've got masks on. A lot of them. But the thing is that this war is going to spread COVID.
Well,
everywhere.
Spanish flu, right? Swine flu.
Yeah.
The same scenario, yeah.
Yeah.
I sent this to Professor Gwynn. I should send it to you. It's a history professor, this old sage history professor, talking to somebody younger and saying, Well, the bad thing is, for those of us who have studied history, are now having to watch the young ones who didn't study history repeat the faults of not learning from history or something along that line.
Yes,
and it's brilliant. It was great. Right, I'll send it to you, Glenn. But yes, and so that's it, right? History repeats itself, right? And just as in World War I and the swine flu, or later became Spanish flu, or called Spanish flu, we've got COVID. It's still, Russia's not being vaccinated. I don't know how well Ukraine has been vaccinated. But when they're in this kind of situations, it's going to explode and propagate.
Yeah, talking about that with Putin himself, he meets people, including his own foreign minister. They're like 90 feet away. He's a paranoid schizophrenic in the sense that he doesn't want to be anywhere. He has to be the other side of the earth almost to talk to him.
Gee, well, there you go.
They show pictures of him with the French president so far apart. I mean, it's almost like they're in another room, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a good means for
he's a germaphobe,
warfare, right? Yeah, no, biological warfare, right? Yeah, I'm going to give myself COVID, but we're going to meet face-to-face with Putin and hope he gets it.
Yeah, but he and Trump have that in common. They're both germaphobes.
Well, you know, the as the troops rush, everybody, I don't know if everybody really knows this, but it's kind of common knowledge within the military community global. Russia is a decrepit army. They have not had a pump in of any kind of upgrade in decades. Uh-huh. What they do have is technology. They did put money into that, but not, techno war, but not uh-huh. the ground. And their tanks are running out of gas. They haven't got a supply line going, you know. And my advice to the Ukrainian soldiers who know enough is to grab the tank and turn it around. You know, just like
that's right. Go up to your gas pump, fill it up, and then leave the abandoned tank, and then turn it around and use it on the Russians
run,
with a full tank of
there.
Fuel.
Yeah, run their asses out of town. But there's also the story, I don't know if you guys saw this, they say it's really not true, but it's certainly a wonderful story about the ghost pilot. Do you see that one?
No.
Elaborate on that one.
It's been all over Twitter, and people have posted all of these pictures of MiGs getting shot down by MiGs and stuff, which are not real. They've been disclaimed uh-huh. already. But there's a story of a pilot who went on the radio while there was a fight going on in the air saying that, you know, he's going to shoot as many of them down before he gets shot down himself by overwhelming odds. And uh-huh. they say he shot 6 MiGs out of the sky. And then hauled ass.
Well,
he's being called the ghost pilot. And
okay.
I don't think it's true. I don't know if it's just, you know, internet buzz or what, but it's interesting.
Well, the reason why I paused was there was, during World War II, Russia would put women in fighter planes, but they only flew at night. And they were very good at shooting down German planes or attacking German airfields, you know, that had tried to move into Russia during the Russian German war there. But anyway, but those women at night were referred to as ghost pilots because
okay.
the planes were quiet and they were flying at night, so you didn't see them. But those women came in and tore your ass up. They were also called ghost pilots.
Interesting.
There
really
you go.
Interesting. A little nod to Amelia Earhart. It's interesting. I saw in the news here, too, where Mitt Romney has been opening his mouth. He's been calling Republicans at conventions morons.
Yes, he's
yep,
right.
Yeah,
in fact, I wrote a blog entry today thinking that he's probably going to look again at running for president in 2024 as one of the anti-Trump Republicans who might challenge. I don't know if he'll get very far, But it wouldn't be ironic if he – I'm not a big fan of his, but he's not horrible like others. But imagine if he ended up the nominee 12 years after losing. That would be quite a story,
well,
you know.
And the thing is, no, go ahead, Glenn. Please, you go.
Well, no, it's just a fact that, you know, he's also touting to crank up every kind of sanction they can on Russia. But
yes,
I would say once again, people – these games that these saber rattlings that governments do at times like this, you know who's going to really feel it are the Russian people. And it's obvious that Putin and whoever's sitting around his table have no care at all for the people themselves.
Right.
And they are the ones who will suffer. And they'll
suffer.
But
I want to point
out
the intelligence chief was nervous last week. They showed a video because he seemed to have some doubts about what Putin was saying and doing, and he was yelling at him. Putin was yelling at the intelligence chief. So I think there's some people around him that think he's going crazy, that this is a dangerous thing for the nation, for the power class.
Go ahead, Glenn. He's been in power for a long time. He could be coming Hitler-esque in his insanity because things aren't going the way that he wanted it to go.
You think he just changed the law so that he remains president for the next 36 years? I mean,
a risk, right?
He did that 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
He's,
well, I don't think it's
to
36 years. I think it was to 2036, I think is what he said.
Oh, okay.
36 years, he'll be over 100.
But still.
It means another 14 years. I think he's 69,
Ron,
should be 83 in 14 years.
Ron, I got to tell you, my mother used to have a saying, and she was right about it. Some people are just too fucking mean to die. So.
Well, that's what I would say about our 45th president. Why does he just leave us already, you know?
He can't. It's like Ron White said. He had the ability to remain silent. He had the right to remain silent. He just didn't have the ability to.
Well, apparently Putin upped his claim of playing this game of chicken by reminding all of the press and the Americans of his nuclear options, because we are considering removing him from the SWIFT system. So that was not smart, but because that makes people really start to fear things everywhere. That puts a blanket of fear across the globe. I mean, if nuclear war broke out just with a few bombs exchanged between Russia and America, that'd be enough to really put the planet into decrepit and decay conditions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Albert Einstein said, or he's been given credit to it, that, he doesn't know what weapons will be used in World War III, but World War IV will be used sticks and stones. It'll be that devastating.
Yes,
right. That was kind of the thing.
Well, we're sitting. Humanity is sitting at a precarious edge now, and it's all of these things are happening to give us an opportunity to socially restructure so that we pull away from that edge and replenish the people and the planet. And it's calendrical, too. I mean, this is just another age is turning. We're starting a whole new 26,000-year cycle through each of the constellations. We've gotten out of Pisces. We're at the very beginning of, at the toes of Aquarius. And it's triggering a lot of things that it just happens when eons turn, society shifts. And we're being given the opportunity to make a great shift because we're at a point of human evolution now. Our children are being born with more brains connected than we were. I mean, the human family has to come together. And I don't think we're going to get an Independence Day kind of come together with aliens showing up to make us.
I
think it's up to us. In fact, I think the aliens have posted a sign up there that says, keep moving.
Yeah, that's right.
Just keep moving.
As aliens' spaceships go by, they lock the door and roll up the windows.
Yeah.
Just like some people do in inner city.
Here's something I was thinking.
You know, should Putin say, demand that we fire nuclear weapons? It's not, you know, it's like, you know, Trump couldn't do it because, matter of fact, they even took the keys away from him. There'll be some conscientious senior generals and the staff and the advisors saying, no, we're not going to destroy our world because everybody has a self-preservation thing. If Putin decided he was going to launch missiles, right, it won't just be the Americans that get destroyed or, you know, they try to move in tanks with strategic nuclear weapons into Germany and things like that. It's going to be the Russian people, too. And they don't want to bring
that
back down.
Well, if he cares, though, does he care?
Huh?
I don't think he cares, though.
No. Putin doesn't care, but those others who have the keys, because it takes a couple people entering the codes. And then those out in the field, like in the subs, that says, you know what? Well, perfect example. This is a great one. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, they give a signal out, like, every night or at a certain time that, you know, nuclear subs will receive. If you receive that signal, then that means that, okay, we're still in operation, we're still here. But if you don't receive the signal, that means something's gone wrong. You have to launch off your missiles.
Wow.
Go way back machine. Cuban Missile Crisis. There was a Russian sub out in the Atlantic, which is off in the coast of Cuba, and they did not receive a signal. And this, the captain of that sub, but had the presence of mind saying he knew what his orders were, but his conscience would not let him launch nuclear missiles.
Thank goodness.
And for that, and when it came out and what happened and the truth came out, he has touted as being a sane, sensible, and a heroic aspect for doing what he knew was right.
Yes.
I can't
believe
that general's name, but
like
that was
now.
The
Cuban
Missile
issue.
Crisis. Right. And there's going to be those two out there that are going to look at this, especially with the way, you know, if there's – I don't think – Putin has the Russian citizens behind him on this.
No.
Well, no. No.
No, not the majority. Not the majority. He'll have a few, just like Trump's got his little cult clowns. Go ahead,
Glenn. I would say the majority of Russians do not like the way their country is run at all.
Yeah.
But
it could be an uprising. It could happen.
They do love their country. Make no mistake about it. Russians love. Yeah. They love the fatherland, or just the motherland.
Right.
They have national pride, and many of them were raised to understand what the better parts of Marx and Engels were trying to, you know, communicate with communism,
mm-hmm.
and they did benefit from it until the greed took over. I mean, when Gorbachev left, it got weird.
Yeah, well,
you
that's
know?
When all the...
He's still around.
Involved.
He hasn't commented on this. I wonder if he's in good health where he can comment, because he's still alive, but we don't hear from him.
I did see a YouTube clip on it. You can Google him. He is commenting on it.
In one way, but I haven't noticed it. Is he critical?
Yeah, well, I happened to run across it today. I just watched it. It's only about 3 minutes long.
Is he critical? I guess he is, huh?
He's just saying, you know, we can't have this. This is not what we should be doing as a world, global community. But
yeah,
good interview with Gorbachev right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when he passes and people think about him again, sure, he's not perfect, but I think he's going to look pretty good in history.
Well, he did, yeah.
Because he came to agreements of the Soviet Union had to go, and also agreements with Reagan. So I think he made the Cold War possible to end. It's not just Reagan. I think he has a lot to do with it, too.
Well,
you know
it
what
really,
I,
right,
I,
it really was. Go ahead.
You know,
too much credit is given to Reagan as if he did it by himself. It's because of Gorbachev, too, you know.
I can't wait until men are no longer writing our histories.
God.
Well, Gwen, I will be glad to give you the tip.
A bigger bag of bullshit artists, I never.
I will be glad to give you the pen, Gwen.
Well, right now, this Tuesday, we're going to see our president with his female vice president, and he's going to be talking about the female appointment to the Supreme Court. That's something pretty exciting, you know?
Yeah, that's an impressive choice. I give you all kudos for that.
And it's called for now. Now is the time. Now is the time for that.
Long overdue, but it's time, yes. And yet Lindsey Graham, who supported her last year to be on the Circuit Court of Appeals, now talks about the extreme left is winning out. What is wrong with him? He voted for her last year. Now it sounds like he may not vote for her this year.
I was just going to say, you think that she's got a snowball's chance of getting through?
She'll get through.
Okay.
She'll get through because all the Democrats will back her, and probably Collins and Murkowski and Romney, I think, might also.
Okay. I hope so, because we need women like that on our Supreme Court. She's impressive.
Yes.
She's very impressive. I was
extremely impressive.
I was like, wow, okay. But speaking of the vice president, what went with her? I mean, I don't see her nowhere, no how, but then again,
well,
I don't pay attention to news.
I think she's very much involved, but it's like you didn't hear much from many vice presidents.
I wrote this article. Vice presidents are forgotten until there's a crisis because they don't have any real power. So what was Mike Pence's role? You know, Dick Cheney was an exception. But, I mean, a lot of these vice presidents in the past, they didn't have much of a role unless the president – you know, like Agnew spoke up because he was controversial, but a lot of them really don't say much or do much that you know about.
Joe Biden was not faded into the background.
Obama needed him. That's true. You're right. And Cheney certainly wasn't with Bush. Yeah, that's true.
No,
so we
Cheney
got used to that.
Cheney was making the calls on that one.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Well, so. You know, you got to have somebody.
Yeah.
And then
I got
a feeling in the next 10 years one of those somebodies is going to be Liz Cheney.
Well, I think
you know
she's going to be running for president. And I don't know if she'll be the nominee, but I think she's going to challenge. I think Romney will run. It's Nancy Trump's. Ben Sasse of Nebraska may run. Larry Hogan of Maryland may run. It should be an interesting battle, and they may form a third party if they have to, if the Trump is keeping control of the Republican Party. I do think
if they do that, the Democrats will win.
Well,
right.
Better
yeah,
for these independents, as I call it, to do it to prevent the Trump people from getting in office, even if they don't want the Democrats. It would be a service to the country to make sure
that
Trump or people around Trump, like Ron DeSantis, can win, you know.
Right. And the thing is the Lincoln Project is gearing up very much, too, right now for this next election.
Yes.
Of bashing all the Trumpsters that are trying to run.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, you wonder how much good it's going to do. I mean, I really, truly, in my life experience, I realize there are more people are good than they are bad. But even good people have funny notions.
Of course.
You know,
talk about that. We're good people, but we're down to less than 2 minutes. So we should say.
Right.
Say goodbye, and you can contact me, Ronald Fineman, at theprogressiveprofessor.com or History News Network, under my name, Ronald L. Fineman, or on Facebook or Twitter. Wayne?
Okay.
Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. There you go. Gwen, your turn.
This has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. Please tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for Come Now, Don't Sulk with Mummy, with Sybil Brunson. And we'll be talking about the Ukraine and whatever Sybil throws out. That's usually fun and poignant. Okay.
It is a potpourri for sure.
We are sponsored by DaughtersOfIsis.com, the fragrant memories of our ancestors. Please go over and check us out. We need to travel these days, even though we stay pretty isolated, and scent can do it for you. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with me this evening.
Nice. Had a good time. See you on March 20th, the next time we'll be together.
This was a great show, folks. Good night, all.
Oh, you guys walk all over me, I swear to God. Thank you for listening. We will be back in 2 weeks. Thank you.